Today is September 30th, 2016, and I'm just going to add a little conversation here regarding practice, sadhana practice. What is it really that makes you wake up? Is it the ego that does the practice, that is working hard to awaken you? Is it the psychological processes that make you wake up? Is it clearing the unconscious that makes you wake up? Essentially, that's not really what it is, because the ego can't really wake up. And yet at the same time, it appears that you're doing something. So that's where it gets tricky. And we have to sort of, before we go into the second module, kind of reset a little bit and just allow for an understanding that we do practices that are very simple. They watch the attraction, the aversion. There is concentration practices and there is meditation practices. And just by doing those things for a certain allotted time, and then we just go about life. And of course we watch, you know, our mind not to be too negative, and we just make an effort to sort out more and more positive thoughts and choose those. But just doing that, things happen and things change. So we make ourselves available. And in this making ourselves available, something happens. It's not that you make yourself wake up. This is not possible because there is ego in that. Who is really making you wake up? You just make yourself available by giving some time here and there and then doing certain things. It's like you sit down and you play some scales. If you want to learn the piano, you do these scales and they seem very boring and you just do it. And you do it, and in that way, at some point, you can play a song. I mean, there's still quite some effort in it, but sooner or later, you just let go of all those beginning practices, and you just improvise, and you just play music. Suddenly, you really, truly play music, and music comes through you. It's not that you even play the music anymore. Your body is becoming an expression of the music itself. And that is something that the ego can't do. It's not, ego isn't playing anymore. And the same thing is true with the spiritual practice. So don't get too hung up on psychological processes. In the second module, you will be doing the clearing issues that really bug you very strongly. You just do it, again, just like you do the dishes, you brush your teeth, you just do it, and you move on, enjoy your day. Very simple, forget about it. Don't try to be spiritual. Just do certain things and then enjoy your day. Do the best you can there. Just be honest, be authentic. We just want to make sure that we don't develop a spiritual ego, the spiritual persona. What is a spiritual person? The ego has all kinds of concepts about it, that the person is nice and you have to be responding in a certain way and all these things. But that is not what spiritual is. We actually want to free ourselves. We want to be free. And the universe is everything. And true freedom is to be able to be everything, but completely conscious in it, not stuck anywhere, not stuck being anything in particular. So this is such a relief when you really understand what we're doing here, and to just not let your practice be hijacked by that part of you that wants to densify it and to make it a something. And what will happen also throughout the course is that you will either hit some real walls and difficulties in the beginning of this, of these 12 months, or it'll happen to you in the middle, or for some it will be right at the end. It will be really different for everybody, and it's just fine. Just know that when you have some difficulties, then you just be again very neutral, very sober with it, and just allow it and know that you're just about to climb into a higher state of consciousness, a higher state of awareness. So enjoy the second module that's coming up and just do the practices, very simple, and then just go about your day and enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the month.